Boom. All right. Back on the field. We're just talking. We're on the phone with old friends, an old friend, old dear friend for the holidays. Paul Preston with the Movie Guys, themovieguys.net. Paul, how you doing? Welcome back to the Hater Nation.
Damn decent. Home away from home. East Coast, home from my voice, talking about movies.
Exactly. Now, I just spent, I bet the first half of this show I spent hating on Star Wars. We'll do that a little bit, along with loving it. But my first question is, when are you watching The Force Awakens?
7 p.m. Pacific, nice. Thursday night.
Excellent.
So,
now, I'll be
wasting
there.
No time.
Very cool.
Buddy of mine from another friend of ours, a podcaster, which if you don't listen to Hollywood Close Up, it's a good interview. It's a nice quick half hour show with folks out here in LA. Cool. A guy named Wayne Frazier and I. We triangulated our efforts on the internet, coming at it a number of different directions to get tickets, and he lucked out and got them, was able to scoop up 10, so we have a whole gang going tomorrow night. Thursday night. I can't wait another day.
I can tell. I'm looking at your Facebook, and you're sitting there, 21 days, 20 days, and you keep seeing Star Wars and everything you do. You've seen it in toast. You've seen it on Christmas trees. You've seen it in the manhole cover. You've seen everything with Star Wars.
Yeah.
Now, how many times are you planning on watching it? Because the first time, you're going to be crying through most of it, so you're not going to be able to see too much of the movie.
I have that feeling. Man, I made it to Star Wars Celebration in Anaheim in April when they debuted the trailer. I was a wreck then. It was the first time I saw Han Solo on the big screen in 32 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. I can't believe it's happening.
You're getting emotional now, I can tell.
If it's Phantom Menace, twice. If it's better than that, I mean, who knows? I mean, the record for me in theater, I think, is 6 times I went to see Return of the Jedi.
I have a feeling you're going to beat that record. I just have a feeling. Call it fate, call it whatever you want to call it. I have a feeling
well
that
done, sir.
Living up to the hype. So I think, yeah, I might be right there with you. I think I'm going to actually watch it, not this week, so which means after I set this show up and I put it out on social media, I'm going to have to pretty much close Twitter and Facebook for the next, 5 days?
I'm already off. If you've been on Facebook today, that's more than me. Because I figured after the premiere, there might be some spoilers, which was last night, but the press embargo is Wednesday morning, so that's when, plot details will run rampant, and I will be off the internet.
Yeah, I'm totally off the internet. I won't even check news. God, I can't, what am I going to do? I don't really know what I'm going to do there. I waste a lot of my 9 to 5 on the internet, so I might have to do work. Holy shit,
I'm only 10 episodes into Daredevil, so I'll kill 3 hours there at least.
Okay, you do some
finish
Daredevil.
Watching that.
Have you done Jessica Jones yet?
No, see, I got to finish up Daredevil and get onto that.
There you go. You have enough time. You have enough time to spend. So,
yeah, I'll have a day and a half.
We're talking with Paul Preston of The Movie Guys, themovieguys.net. There'll be, radio silence for a couple of days, but still, check them out. The Movie Guys, pretty much on all platforms, social media, Twitter, Facebook, themovieguys.net also. Now, let's go back into the time machine and let's talk about, what's your favorite memory of Star Wars as a youth? We're all getting up there. So, what's your memory? What's your definitive Star Wars memory when you were younger?
Well, I saw it in the theater. So when my dad was like, let's check this out. I'm like, okay. I was very young. Yeah. And it just went, what? So I kind of remember that. I remember, but then I was a little older, so I remember even more seeing Empire. And I thought Han Solo died. And I was not well. I had to have all that explained to me.
Yeah. How worse were you? How bad were you? Because I remember how I was not bad when Han Solo got frozen. I was really bad Star Trek II Wrath of Khan when Spock died. I was pretty bad.
Yeah, well, he died.
Died. And I was like, what?
Yeah, they fully explained. I watched, we do with the Movie Guys, the ramp up. So when it's time for a sequel that we're excited about, we'll watch all the previous movies. So I've watched Star Wars and Empire, and we'll be watching Jedi Thursday, right before we go see The Force Awakens. But watching Empire again, they fully explain it. Darth says what he wants to do. He wants to trap Luke in there, so he's going to test it on Han Solo and all that, and he'll be fine. But I was very young. Went right over my head. I just saw him going to thing, and he comes out of block. I'm like, he's dead.
Yeah.
It's a coffin. Everything I live for is over.
It's a frozen coffin. But no, so yeah. I've seen you on your Facebook play with some toys from time to time. And I want you to go back the prequels when they came out. Of course, you were younger. The prequels and the feelings that you had then before they watched the movies, because afterwards it's pure disappointment. But between how you felt when you heard about the prequels and approaching the prequels, and how you felt when you heard about this new set of films as we're approaching those films. Like, describe your emotions and feelings from the two.
Okay, let's go back to... Well, first of all, my favorite film of all time, believe it or not, is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes.
So that's awesome. You know, Star Wars. But Star Wars, man, is so good that we always ask our guest on the show, what's your favorite movie of all time? And I feel like I need to say, what's your favorite movie of all time besides Star Wars? Because I think everyone would kind of say, well, that's just in this other plane of how much you love it, right?
Yeah.
So, but with Raiders, I knew Indiana Jones was coming back in 2008 for Crystal Skull, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Oh, it's the greatest thing ever. So I got all psyched. I did the ramp up. I watched all the movies. I did a whole thing just like I'm doing now. And that movie was horrible. Right? Like, that movie was, like, that movie's worse than the prequels. That is just a lazy, lazy movie.
Yeah.
I mean, Quicksand? Come on. But the point is, I loved that 2 or 3 months leading up to when that came out. So if The Force Awakens is bad and I don't get excited now, I got nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be really excited now. And hopefully it's good, and then everything in the world would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But I don't remember doing that for Star Wars. I went opening night, you know, and it was packed. I was living in Chicago, went to McClure Court, the biggest theater you could go to for when Phantom Menace came out. And Adam from the Movie Guys, one of our co-hosts, said that even if Force Awakens is bad, he won't know for like a year. And that's true. You know, it's kind of like before Phantom Menace came out, I was like, that's pretty good, right? Yes. That's pretty good. Fun, right? And then it took a while to realize this was not really good. It's pretty bad. You know, so, yeah, and that was kind of the experience with that. It came out kind of like, oh, this is so bad. But then after a while, you realize, oh, these are really not very good.
Yeah, for real. Now, we're talking with Paul Preston of The Movie Guys. And if you don't know The Movie Guys, please slap yourself, number one, and check them out. If you don't know, if you're not familiar with them, they review movies based on the trailers. And this is what I wanted to talk to you about. And we had another guy on, Ethan Anderton from, damn it, I can't forget his damn website. Sorry about that, Ethan. Regarding the trailers, have you really been impressed, as I have, with the way that these trailers have come out for The Force Awakens that have really bridged this line, really kind of stood on this fence between giving us so much information but not giving us anything at all in terms of storyline, which I think is very impressive and very, you know, anti anything else that's going on with any other movie. You know, hell, we saw Doomsday in the last Batman Superman trailer, and we'll talk about that later. But, you know, like, how great has it been that there is still a lot of confusion, a lot of mystery regarding this movie, but trailers have given you everything that you've wanted and then some?
I mean, well played, you know, I think. It's... I didn't watch trailers until I started doing the show, and our show is a preview show. You tune in to us to see what we think of the movies coming out that weekend, so we have to watch the trailers now. But trailers over the years have gone from, hey, aren't you excited about this movie? Doesn't it look cool? To, hey, here's how this whole movie goes, beginning to end. Please spend your money on it. Don't worry. It'll be fine. You'll like it. See? Here's how it ends. Happy ending. Spend your money. You know, they're a little desperate, which is unfortunate. But just like when I went to see Bruce Almighty, I saw the trailer for that, and it's like, oh, Jim Carrey's God? I'm in. That's all I need. That's all the poster needs to say. Jim Carrey is God. Okay, who do I give my money to? With Star Wars, all you got to do is say, new Star Wars movie, and they know people are coming. So, wisely, as you say...
You just say that. New Star Wars movie, and Lucas isn't really behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, as you say, they can then craft whatever marketing campaign they want. It's a real luxury for them. I mean, someone like, you know, The Big Short has to take a movie about financial dealings in the 2008 housing market collapse and get you excited about it with a cast of great actors and then clever dialogue and all these other things to try and show you that the movie is really good, and apparently it really is. I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's great. But it's a harder job for them. Star Wars is just a new Star Wars movie. So they, yeah, like you said, they get to just play. Screw with you, you know? We don't know anything about Luke. I think that's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. And that's actually my next question for you. Not really Luke, but do you have any guesses in terms of, you know, what's going to be a big surprise, you think, in this movie? Pretty much, let's just ask, where's Luke? Where do you think Luke is? A,
I don't know.
A, and B question, what do you think is, put your money down on a big reveal that we're going to find out in this movie?
I can't do that. Because when the trailer came out, and you know, I tried to avoid the web back then because people were like, 18 things we learned from the trailer. It's like, no, stop. You know, because if you're, wrong... You know, I hate you. If you're right, I despise you. I don't want to know anything about any of that. You know, so I have totally given over to what they want from me as a viewer, which is, I am in your hands for all of the mystery. Lay it on me. There's so much to know and see when you go to see this movie. That, you know, I'm excited about that.
Excellent. Now,
all the theories have gone through my head, kind of, you know, but I mean, I don't want to, you know, but I quickly dismiss them and say, do what you will.
Exactly. I mean, I've seen enough where I can put an educated guess in, but I really don't care because as soon as I walk in, I'm going to be able to wipe everything out of my mind. And every single scene in that movie is going to be like, I saw it for the first time. So that's, I'm just going to have that ability to be like, I'm brand new. My son's going to ask me, didn't we see? Nah, we didn't see anything. I don't know what a trailer is. We're watching this brand new. My mind is wiped blank right now. I'm going to have a good time for the next 2 hours. So,
and they're doing it, I think, the right way. Like, there's a reason Jurassic World made $600 million. And it's not because, hey, look, it's a new movie about dinosaurs. It's, hey, look, more of that world you already know. Mm-hmm. They're going to launch a whole new series of dinosaur movies, but they're using nostalgia to do it. They didn't get rid of the world of John Hammond and everything he created. They started there 20 years later and on to whatever's happening now with what he created. Exactly. And I think launching a whole new Star Wars universe with the nostalgia of Luke, Han, and Leia, and the Falcon, and Chewie, and the droids. I mean, the droids could go on for who knows how long, because they're not going to age. Yeah. But if we never see the other actors again, who we started with in 1977, it's great to have them kick off this brand new thing. We want to see them again and kind of get their blessing. I'm kind of disappointed that Ghostbusters is rebooting and relaunching, and not, I mean, you could do it with a female cast, but I just wish they lived in the same world as Stance and Egon and Venkman.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice to have that. I mean, even if it's tongue in cheek, even kind of the ushering in, like when Triple X, not to bring up a really bad movie, but when Triple X,
why'd you make that link? So Star Wars, Ghostbusters, Triple X,
you know, or like when Triple X makes that one play where, you know, the dressed up Pierce Brosnan wannabe looking spy gets killed in the beginning of the movie. And they're just like, we need a new style of spy. And that kind of ushered in the idea, I'm sure, of how Daniel Craig is going to be portrayed as 007 as opposed to Pierce Brosnan being portrayed as 007. Even things tongue-in-cheek, like when Arnold and The Rock are in a movie and Arnold taps him on the shoulder and walks away. It's like, okay, you're passing the torch in a proper way. You kind of like that there. But I spent the first half of the show, before I called you, ranting, as we do, as to why one would hate Star Wars. Now, I know this
Did
is...
you hate? Well, did you hate on something?
Yes, I had a hate
on the Hater Nation?
On the Hater Nation, I had a hate. I hated on the prequels, number one. I hated number two, the holiday special. And number three, I hated on the fact that stormtroopers, with their armor, are still susceptible to blasters and rocks and sticks from Ewoks. That's what I did not understand about the movie. I hated all... that's my three things. Now, I know it's sacrilege, but if you could pick something to hate about Star Wars at this point, what would you say? You know what? I hate that about Star Wars.
Well, I mean, it's easy to throw
the word prequel
to throw hate at Jar Jar, right?
Yes, exactly. What's worse? Now here's what I said earlier. What's worse, Jar Jar, obviously racial portrayal, or the two of the viceroys in the beginning of who are obviously Asian, or Watto, Annie's owner, who, you know, with the money grubbing, you know, the thick accent, like obviously there's some kind of like, you know, Jewish stereotype going on there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like which worse? I actually think the other two are worse than Jar Jar in a way.
Yeah, it's all bad. It's like a worse off.
Yeah, it's
like a horrible off.
People really love to see who wins. Jar Jar, but like those other two started the movie. When I first started, I saw the viceroys talking like that. I'm like, what the hell am I watching? Is this a parody? Is this some kind of racist parody? Is this by Trump?
What's most amazing is watching Star Wars again in this ramp up that we've been doing. And it's like, God, what a just confident, well crafted movie that's of a filmmaker of the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who did American Graffiti, you know, and he was in the world of De Palma and Coppola and all the Scorsese, you know, and he makes this. Parts of it look like, Lawrence of Arabia. You know, parts of it look like High Noon, you know, and it's just, and then you get to this prequel, it's like, this looks like just a mess.
It's like one giant
but I'll tell you what else I hate on. Special editions.
Yes.
Yeah, special editions of Star Wars, Empire, and Jedi.
That was my honorable mention. That was my honorable mention, because I just recently saw all three, and Empire and Jedi weren't as bad as what he did to A New Hope, to Episode 4, which, I mean, you're just seeing giant dinosaurs walking through the scene, and you're like, you can see, a child can tell that wasn't there originally. It's just so off-putting.
I thought this was a hive of scum and villainy, and now we got wackiness going on.
Yeah.
You know, everything he added was counter to everything he was originally going for. And I will say, after watching Empire, because we watched, you know, you got to get that one disc that came out in the early 2000s, that the second bonus disc on it is the original theatrical version. Like, that's what you have to watch now if you want to watch.
Mm-hmm. That's the only version I have.
Yeah, so we watched Empire. And there's a scene in the special edition where Luke is told, hey, spoiler alert.
Hey, Paul, hold on a sec. I'm losing you. I got bad reception here suddenly. You're on a landline, right?
Yeah.
That's me then. Okay, hold on. Try again. Talk again.
Wait, maybe I could switch phones.
That sounds better. Well, I moved my phone too, so.
Oh, okay, hang on. All right, so am I back?
Yep, you're good.
All right, so Luke finds out that Vader is his father. What does he do next?
No. No, I said, what? You said, what?
Yeah, right, spoiler alert. But what happens next? Luke lets go and falls down that shaft, pretty much just saying, I have failed him. I'm kind of killing myself, right?
Yeah, pretty much. He didn't know what was going to happen after he fell.
So what Lucas adds in the special edition is him going, because I guess he didn't have that before.
Yeah.
And he needs that. But that completely takes away the stone cold decision he makes to end his life.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he's
walk around in a circle. I'm still losing you. Walk around in a circle.
What's that?
You walk around in a circle. I'm still losing you. You're breaking up.
Oh.
Wherever you were 15 minutes ago, you were perfect.
Yeah.
Walk back in time. Pushing buttons and stuff.
Yeah, I'm switching phones.
That sounds good.
I'm going to switch phones and stand still.
Whatever position you're in.
Where do you need me to take that from?
Falling. Ah. Go back to
okay.
that.
Yeah. So that's basically like he slipped. Whoop! Ah! You know, instead of making this calculated decision about I would rather die than be heir to the Empire.
Yeah.
You know?
Did we need, and for Jedi, did we need an extra 3 minutes of the Cy Snoodles band? We really needed, and then they're up close, up on screen, like up on the camera, so you're like, okay, this is obviously fake. This doesn't even look right. So
that's forecasting, right? You watch that and you go, oh, well, what are we in for with Phantom Menace? And then there's a ton of that kind of goofy stuff going on.
Exactly. So yeah, that's what I hated. So yeah, that's where I was going with there. So talking with Paul Preston, the Movie Guys, themovieguys.net. And, you know, let's little bit of a sidebar as we leave. I do want to talk about some other movies, and I want your thoughts on these because it made a lot of big news a couple of weeks ago. Now, I'm going to give you the battle of the trailers right here. All right? It's going to be a cage match. Give me your thoughts on these four big trailers for 2016, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you in January to get a bigger thought of the movie season for 2016. But Captain America Civil War versus the last Batman versus Superman trailer versus just released this week X-Men Age of Apocalypse trailer versus Star Trek Beyond trailer. Ding, ding, ding. Let's get ready to rumble.
To me, your winner is Captain America Civil War.
Yes.
I mean, it's an astonishing feat what Marvel is pulling off there. Unbelievable.
And I think that what they've done is a lot of people have talked about they're kind of going to do away with the idea of the single character movie because the universe is so intertwined now. Like, it is unbelievable to think, even though as great as a movie, and one of my probably the top two movies of the whole universe is Captain America Winter Soldier, it's kind of hard to believe that Captain America is under all this attack and S.H.I.E.L.D. is falling apart and none of the other Avengers come and help him. So, yeah. So the idea that Civil War kind of brings all of them together kind of lends that, okay, we understand this is a much smaller world than these guys travel in. You know, even though something with the Civil War, if you're familiar with the comic storyline, but it's nice to have them all together. And then I'm hearing that, you know, Ruffalo is going to be with Hemsworth for the new Thor movie. So everyone's kind of getting mixed up and they're kind of realizing, hey, we can do a lot more by kind of doing these team ups. But yeah, there's nothing. The final scene where you see Cap and Bucky beat up Iron Man, literally, I started tearing up.
But I'll tell you this much, though. To me, it does look like a Captain America movie. I don't know what it is, because I just saw Ultron on a plane trip. It was the third time I saw it. And I went, and it just, that just looks like an Avengers movie. I can't even quantify how they pull it all off, but I'm watching that going, this is an Avengers movie. Whedon has them all working together. They've got equal time. There's something about the way it all feels that it's just a big team effort. Mm-hmm. And even watching the trailer of Civil War, I went, this is kind of a Cap movie, mm-hmm. You know, and even though those other guys are around, it kind of feels like he's going to carry it, much like Winter Soldier.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that. Now, your thoughts on, I mean, Batman versus Superman. A lot of people had good things to say about it. Then suddenly, you know, like I said, you're throwing all your cards out on the table so early. You could have left something to the imagination. Your thoughts on Batman versus Superman.
Well, somebody had mentioned it looks like a fan film. I think that's accurate.
That sounds good, yeah.
Sadly. But, yeah, they're playing catch-up, so they're doing a lot up front.
Yeah.
You know, we had this four-year build-up from Iron Man to Avengers, and they're going to be like, let's get Justice League as soon as possible, then do the individual movies, which I don't think will be as interesting. But, you know, I love the Nolan Batman movies. So I'm kind of in for whatever Batman's doing. I don't mind the Affleck casting. You guys have probably hated on it. There's reason to, given his resume. But yeah. Again, he's, if anyone has surprised us in the last 10 years with The Town and, you know, Gone Girl and Gone Baby Gone and all that, I mean, it's been. So I'm hoping he's good. But I don't know. It looks weird. it looks odd. It looks off.
Now, X-Men Age of Apocalypse just came out a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I saw that trailer. I mean, Oscar Isaac is your man of the hour, right?
Yep, exactly.
Get himself into two major franchises, pulling a Oldman or Ralph Fiennes, right, who's now late in his career, both in Bond and Harry Potter. That was a good move on his part. So yeah, if you can get into two major franchises, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, and I think the X-Men one, while they're kind of spinning around in this kind of spaghetti of, you know, the different time periods, they're kind of intermixing everything. I mean, even the stuff from the first Hugh Jackman movies are incorporated in these, but, you know, they've kind of, in some way, not really giving them the old honorable thing and passing the torch. They've kind of done it through, like, time travel, where they've kind of eliminated a lot of people and they've gone back in time to the point where they're catching back up. So it seems interesting. I think initially a lot of people were really mad about the look of Oscar Isaac's Apocalypse, but I think they might have won them over. I think people were excited. And then the one that I'm really not that excited about, I guess, in comparison to what we're about to see in a couple of days, Star Trek Beyond, I think the trailer just was released yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, that looked, it looked like a Justin Lin movie. It looked super kinetic. It didn't look like it looked leagues removed from, like, the Next Generation. I think none of those guys would be in that movie.
Yeah.
It's young and amped up and full of, testosterone. But I hope for the best, and maybe that trailer will play better because I think it's supposed to play before the Star Wars screening.
I'm assuming there'll be some booze. I'm assuming there's going to be some booze. I really don't see a Star Wars crowd wanting to see anything related to Star Trek. I'm gonna play the stereotypes there.
Yeah, maybe.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me your thoughts on that. And please.
But I will say, going back to Apocalypse, X-Men Days of Future Past was great. So I got no reason to doubt till I see it, And the best thing about the X-Men in the last 10 years has been the first class cast.
Yeah.
So more Fassbender, please. More Jennifer Lawrence, Nicholas Holt. I'm all in with those. And James McAvoy. I'm all in with all those guys.
I think Jennifer Lawrence is done after this movie. So
I think so too.
Yeah, she's exploded to the point where she doesn't need to be painted blue anymore. You're not gonna paint J-Law blue anymore. That's back when she wasn't known. But no, I'm excited because there's a lot more, adventure and comic books and everything where that came from. I mean, as soon as this movie's over, Force Awakens, as soon as the Hangover starts, they're going to be talking about, I guess it's Rogue One and all the kind of offshoots and spinoffs and sequels or whatever. Because I think they have a pretty ambitious schedule that they're going to push out there for us in the near future for Star Wars franchise.
Do you know the plot of Rogue One?
Isn't it a theft movie, something like that, where they're stealing plans for the Death Star?
Yeah, it's like a prequel. It's hard to say that word, but it's like what happened like right before Star Wars. It's why Darth Vader attacks Leia's ship. He's looking for those plans, and it's about the folks who stole them. So it should be pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty
and I'm sure they're not folks. I shouldn't have called them that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
They're just folks their thing.
Folks on a caper.
Yeah.
Very cool. Oh, no, I had a question. Tom Block, one of our listeners, had asked, and I think we know the answer to this, but please feel free. You're in the business out there in Hollywood. His question is, why aren't networks showing the original trilogy? I would think it would be a natural ramp up to, The Force Awakens. Is this a 20th Century Fox Disney beef?
That I can't answer you. There is buzz all over the place about Disney bringing back the original cuts of everything, that since they've fallen into their hands, all they've wanted to do since they got it was metal, theme park,
yeah.
Let's build a Marvel-esque universe of films that can go on for, they say now that you and I won't see the last one. We'll die before the last Star Wars movie is made with the ambitious plans they have. And I appreciate ambition and I'm all behind it, but I can only hope and not follow up with facts that they get the original theatrical releases out there.
Very cool.
Because they got no reason to answer to Lucas.
Oh yeah, none at all. They don't care.
It's ours now. Sorry, dude. Wait a minute. I want an honor shoot first.
Go donate money and work on that beard.
Shouldn't you be making indie films? I thought that was your thing. Get out.
Yeah. Go have some fun. Do some. Do that. Make American Graffiti 2 or something. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Put Lindsay Lohan in it.
Yeah, there you go.
Give her a
comeback. She's always good behind the wheel.
Exactly. All the best, Paul. Thank you very much for coming on and talking Star Wars with us. It's our Star Wars episode here on the Hater Nation. We're going to talk about
anything. Yes, and we as well, MC mentioned the movieguys.net. Please go check us out there because there's a Star Wars movie coming out during the holidays. So our next show will have echoes of the horrible holiday special, and we'll have tons of fun with that. So,
it'll
get weird.
You'll have to listen. I played it, and I'm just going to be repeating myself for people listening to us, but I had my kids watch it, and you mentioned it. Yeah, I put it on my Facebook, and you mentioned I put them there, and literally, they were just confused. They're absolutely confused because I forgot. I mean, like, I'm saying I have vivid, fond memories of it because I literally have not seen it since 78. I have, like, everyone's always claiming it's the worst thing since, you know, since whatever. I have not felt the urge to watch it again because I did not want to sully the memory of me randomly turning on the TV in 78 and seeing Star Wars on the TV and not knowing what the hell's going on and just kind of soaking this in because this is all we got back then. So I was like, I'm just going to take this and hold it dear to my heart. I started watching it with them and I was shit confused. I didn't know there was a 10-minute scene with the Wookiees walking around grunting the entire time with no subtitles. I'm like, what the hell am I watching?
You kids love B. Arthur, right? Here's B. Arthur.
We didn't even get to B. Arthur. We paused it at some point during the Wookiee scene, the Wookiee dialogue, and I said, okay, you guys go have some lunch. After you finish your lunch, you can come back and watch it. I'll tell you right now, Paul, with my right hand up, that YouTube page is still paused, still sitting on the computer screen. They haven't saw them again. They never mentioned it again. It's like it never happened. So I'm like, all right, you guys don't want to watch it? No desire. Absolutely no desire to watch that holiday special.
It's about execution because somehow those characters showed up on the Muppet Show, you know, where they don't belong at all. None of those characters should be. Yet that Muppet episode, Star Wars, is tons of fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they do it.
It was an absolute disaster. But go check it out on YouTube. Have fun. Drink a lot of beer or a lot of alcohol while you watch it. It's the only way you can enjoy it at this point. But all the best. Happy holidays to you, Karen, and the rest of the guys out that way.
Yeah, same to you guys, but more of it.
Very cool. I will send pictures of all the Star Wars toys my children get for Christmas.
And when does this post?
I can probably do it tonight if I'm not too lazy.
Oh, my God.
I got nothing else to do. Shit.
Oh,
if anything, it'll be available Wednesday morning.
Oh, and we still will not have seen the movie.
Exactly. Excitement galore.
What are you doing on Friday?
Nothing.
Talking about how you just saw a Star Wars movie?
No, I'm still going to be in radio silence. I'm going to be in dark territory until Monday because I think I'm going to take my kids out of school and watch it like a 12 noon matinee.
Yeah. I mean, just among your friends.
Yeah.
Among those you went to see it with. You know, you could be talking about it.
I can't imagine me not being on Facebook or Twitter for that many days because I can't. I'm going to stumble upon it, and someone's just going to depress me. So I can't.
You'll get no spoilers from us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We rarely do that, but I will post vague comments of thoughts. That's for sure because I'll be too excited.
I know. I'm just happy. I'm happy right now. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
And I got some posters that they sent me, so we're giving them away at the premiere, at the opening, opening I guess Thursday when it opens. So,
which ones did you get?
I got the official movie poster, and then I got the individual people, a front and back of Harrison.
Full size?
No. These are like 13 by 17.
Like the Rock the Casbah ones.
Yeah, the Rock the Casbah ones. Rock the Casbah ones with each of them on each side.
I got a full size of the teaser, but now I got to get my hands on a full size of the one that Drew Struzan, right? Is that the artist who always puts out the... Yeah, I got to get that one.
Old ones. I found some old ones that I'm actually going to hang in my son's room. Actually, I found an old one, an old German one from, of course, decades ago. So, got to iron those out, make them real nice, post them back up there. So until the next movie comes out and they take those off, put Civil War stuff back up there. Put Captain America Civil War on there, Dad. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It lasted a couple of months.
But same director as Winter Soldier, so you got that to look forward to.
I'm excited about that one. That's going to be
Luke. And those guys are going to take it right to the end with both Infinity War movies, so it's all in good hands.
Very good. And I'm in good hands, and you're in good hands, and we're in good hands because the Hater Nation and the movie guys are good to go. Hey, I might do a to and from on Concussion.
Okay.
I might do it. I'm going to see. I have I can do the advanced screening Monday. And by the way, that advanced screening, folks, let me get the pass out here. For those wanting to catch Concussion, I've done that 3 times already. Go to sonyscreenings.com/HA. Oh, excuse me. Go to sonyscreenings.com/H8N8CON to catch it with me Monday, January 21st, Mazda Gallery, 7 o'clock. So I've already given that out three times during the podcast. So yeah, I might try. If I make it out there, I'll definitely do a to and from. I like that movie, and you know how I hate Will Smith, so that really tells you how much I love this movie.
All right.
So we'll see. We'll see how the conspiracy works. I'm going to try to invite some of my old NFL buddies to come with
me. I'm so shocked that the NFL has their teams in that movie.
I think they didn't want, you know, I don't think they wanted the negative publicity of not looking like they're playing fair or playing with them, you know?
Yeah, but what a tough decision. It's like, I mean, just, you know, even the Al Pacino movie, they didn't want any part of it. And then you have, like, the Sharks playing the Eels or whatever the hell. Yeah. You know, fake teams they had going.
Well, have you seen that movie? It was a garbage movie. I wouldn't have wanted, if I was an NFL team, I wouldn't have wanted to put my license on that Oliver Stone dreck.
Yeah, that one's so good.
Very cool. It's Paul Preston with the Movie Guys on the Hater Nation Show. Thank you very much, bro. Take care.